Bam.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Greek Godcast. We're your hosts. I'm Dan the Man, and with me, as always, on the glorious Skype call, the Greek God himself, Tyler Jones.
Back to give you another eargasm with audio gold.
We are all about the eargasm. It's like ear candy, but for, or eye candy, but for your ears, so it's ear candy.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's basically what happens when you listen to us. You get the same feeling as when you put on a brand new pair of socks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's basically
you
brand new pair of underwears.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel comfortable in them for about a week and then they just become dingy. Maybe that wasn't the worst.
And then you eat Taco Bell and you blow the ass out and
You do that one fart where all of a sudden you question all your life decisions.
Yeah, and then you got to do that little on the drive home. You got to do that little squirm in the seat because you're not sure if it's a fart or not.
Yeah, I gotta do a move when that happens. When I'm growing a tail and I'm driving home, and and I'm holding on for dear life. Like, I got to do that move that I can only best describe as trying to imitate a car with hydraulics, but sitting in a car seat.
Yeah. I mean,
picture what I'm talking about.
I've got you.
Yeah. It's like that song, back, front, and back, side to side, but it's my butt.
So,
we're off to a great start.
We are. I mean, this is, I don't know any other better intro for a show that I've ever heard in my life.
I don't either. Well, what have you been up to? I've talked to you a few times, but
working, taking care of kids. That. It's, I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm in a funk because, and I get it. It's part of getting older and having a family, but it's the same thing. Work, come home, eat dinner, take care of kids, go to sleep, work, eat dinner, take care of kids. It's the same old thing, and I'm going crazy. Like it doesn't happen often, but I'm starting to go stir crazy. I just want to do something. I don't know. I was telling my wife, I just feel like we're in this rut. It's just the same thing over and over and over. Wow.
I get it, man. I totally get it. I'm in the same boat. I was talking to my son the other night and I forget what the conversation was about, but in the conversation, it comes to the point of me and my time after work during the week. And I had to explain to him, I was like, look, man, you need to understand, when I come home from work, I only have 5 hours until I have to go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's all the free time I get during the weekdays. Is 5 hours. And that 5 hours, I have to do, because I always have a to-do list, a honey-do, whatever you want to call it, It's just called being an adult and taking care of your property and having stuff to do, right? So, I have to at least check off one thing on my list if I don't already have a prior engagement. And, during the week, 2 nights a week, I have prior engagements that are related to church. I have a prayer night in a small group that I'm in. And then at my church, we have youth on Wednesdays. And so those 2 nights you're gone. So whatever, there is no planning. It's just the biggest struggle is just trying to find some time to eat and then go to bed after all that stuff. Right. But then the other 3 nights, it's get a task done that I need to do around the house. Try to spend some time with my family. Make sure I'm helping take care of the dogs and then eat and go to bed all in 5 hours.
Yeah,
it's a lot, man.
It is, and it's I don't know. I just, I mean, you know, I'm not that exciting of a person to begin with. I hate going around and being around people.
Well, I mean, have you seen people lately?
Have I what?
Have you seen people lately?
I have, unfortunately.
That's, they're not exactly the most pleasant thing to be around.
They're not. It's just, I don't know. It's go to work, come home, pay bills, take care of kids, over. It's just over and over and over.
Yep.
It would not be hard to stalk me because I do literally the same thing every single day.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I like how we went from talking about butt squirms from Taco Bell to being talking, you know, this super awesome depressive topic.
Yeah, you know why? You know, it correlates. You know why?
Yeah.
Because it's shitty.
Yeah. I did learn a new skill, though, this week.
Tap dancing?
No. It's not quite as exciting, but it's pretty handy. It's manly. I feel manly now that I know how to do it. Tying down things with rope. I never quite understood how to do it, but I know how to do it. I'm pretty good at it.
Well, there you go.
I can explain it to you. It's really easy. So, like, earlier this week, Monday, I started a claim for my roof because, as you know, a branch leaped out of the top rafters of a tree and performed the triple's elbow on the roof of my house. And it put several holes and it damaged a vent in my roof. And one of those holes actually goes through my hallway. It was a pretty nasty deal. And so I filed a claim and I was like, what do I need to do? Because I got to get covered. It's supposed to rain again. And they're like, if you have to buy anything, keep the receipt, we'll reimburse you, blah, blah, blah. Just take pictures and put a tarp over it. Make sure you do all that stuff. I was like, okay, cool. So I get my brother-in-law and because he works with me where I'm at. And I was like, hey, after work, can you meet me at my house to put this tarp up? And he was like, yeah, sure. And so he helps me tarp it or whatever, which, by the way, my son was home alone and my brother-in-law got there before I did because I had to work a few minutes late. He called his mother and he was like, hey, can I help my uncle with what he's doing with the tarp? And she was like, yeah, that's fine. Just don't get in the way. I come home and my son is on the roof.
That's fine.
Yeah, he left out that detail of, the helping part being on the roof.
Ah, what? Yeah. A kid on a roof, nothing can go wrong. You're fine.
Yeah, no, nothing. Yeah, it's totally fine. I didn't freak out at all. But anyway,
I got on the roof as a kid. Look how cool I am.
I mean, I did too, but it was for totally different reasons. Just because I thought it was cool. I thought I was a ninja. but anyway, I digress. So he showed me how to tie down the tarp, to the stake. So you have to do your initial knot on your first anchor point, which in this situation is the tarp. It's the little eye hole, right? Well, wherever you're going to tie off to, you need to get some good tension, a little bit, kind of holding it. But then, like, you take some slack and you take two fingers and hold on, I'm explaining it wrong. You take the rope and you make a little bunny ear, right? Like you're tying your shoe. You know how you make a bunny ear?
Yeah, loop, swoop, and pull.
Yep. And so you take that that loop, you twist it three times, and then you reach inside the loop and grab the bottom part of the rope and pull that through, and then you pull down, and then all of a sudden you have like this binder, and then you take the slack of your the other end of your rope, right? And then you wrap it around your other anchor point where you're going to tie down, you come back up and you put it through your loop and then you pull down really, 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 really tight. And it creates a whole bunch of tension to hold it really tight. And then you just, tied off around that point where you have the loop, and that's it. You're done. It's harder to understand it probably verbally than actually showing it. It's super easy, and I feel so much cooler now that I know how to do it. Like, it's a dope skill. It's a dope skill.
It's a dope skill, yes.
Dope. Not like dope skill like drugs, but like dope as in cool. Because I'm cool.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So you had something positive. Yeah. I got something positive. I think.
Sorry.
I think I'm getting closer to my mayoral campaign.
I'm so happy. You running for mayor, Smackover, is the best idea I've ever had.
Yes, it is. Because I completely lost my stuff yesterday with this place.
Over some garbage.
Yes, literal garbage.
Yeah.
Long story short, I went to the car wash to vacuum out my car. There's a dumpster up there for you to put, you know, trash.
Mm-hmm.
And people just throw trash out in the middle of the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
Literally steps away from the dumpster.
Yep.
So now my new campaign, I don't know, slogan, agenda. I'm going to take over Smackover and throw the trash out and the garbage that they throw out.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is. All of a sudden, this town is just getting trashier and trashier. And I mean that literally, with trash just being all over the place. I don't know why people have this weird sense of entitlement, but it pisses me off to no end.
That they can just throw their trash out their car.
You know, because why would I pick it up when someone else will eventually pick it up?
Yeah. See, that's the wrong kind of mindset. Like, there is a term that I've learned over the years being in church, like the last 10 years that I've been in church. There's a term. It's called being a good steward. Okay. And I really like that term. And what it means is taking care of what you are responsible for. And people take that, like, kind of literally, like, oh, well, I take care of my car, or I take care of my house, or I take care of my kids, you know, to whatever they think that means, right? But the thing is like, we have an environment to care about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need to just throw trash wherever. We have a town, we have a community that we want to look nice, that people can enjoy, you know, other people's property. I mean, it's just like, oh no, it's not mine directly. Why should I care about it?
Yeah. And here's the thing. Yeah. There are solutions to this.
Yeah. Because
most of the trash people throw out of their car when they're driving, there are some solutions to this. I personally keep a Walmart sack in my car.
Yeah.
And when I have trash, empty bottle or something, I put it in the Walmart bag. When it fills up, throw it away.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in Smackover city limits, whether you're going to your house, whether you want to go to the car wash or to the gas station, you are literally 3 minutes from anything that has a trash can.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you're hoity-toity, stupid, ridiculous, punk ass can't wait 3 minutes to throw something away? That's why when I become mayor, I'm going to start throwing down some laws. If you're caught littering, you get hit back of the head with a rubber mallet 6 times.
I don't think you can actually impose that, Tyler.
I'm going to try.
I don't think that'll work.
I'm gonna try. Or you get shot with rubber bullets 5 times.
No, you definitely can't do that. You could probably hit them with a fine, but I don't think you can actually hit people.
All right, well, then I'm going to start it off with like an $8,000 fine. That's the first time you're caught. And if you can't pay it, you just go to jail. And while you're in jail, every day your job will be to pick up trash. So, I don't know. It bugs me.
In a pink jumpsuit with somebody standing behind you ringing a bell, crying, shame, shame.
Yeah, someone walks by you the whole time, and they will let you know when you missed a piece of trash. Yeah. I don't care if it's a paper plate or like a gum wrapper. You pick up every piece.
Yeah.
And then if you get caught a second time, then you get hit with the rubber mallet.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that rubber mallet in there, buddy.
We're going to. By the way, speaking of being hit in the head, did you watch that video I sent you?
Crap! No! Dang it!
Danny.
I forgot. I'm sorry. It was, dude, yesterday when I got the phone with you, dude, I was busy like the whole day. Like, and I forgot. I'm so sorry.
You neglect me so much.
That's definitely not true. I make time for you. Like, every time you're like, hey, do we have time to do a show this weekend? Like, I literally clear out 30 minutes specifically for you. That's not neglect. I just forgot to watch your YouTube video.
You need to make a schedule. Like, all right, look here, woman. Every other Saturday for at least 30 minutes, we're recording. That's how we need to do it. Because we got to get more consistent with our shows.
I think we've been doing pretty good.
We have been. It's, I don't know.
Things have slowed down a little bit, you know.
Oh, things are picking up for me. My son started T-ball.
Oh, did you ever get the schedule?
I have not.
Well, that sounds about right, honestly.
That, which reminds me, I was inspired, folks. If I can get Danny to one of the games, we will do a live T-ball game with commentary by the Greek Godcast.
Yeah, that actually is a pretty good idea. I really want to watch Maddox play, so yeah, I'll totally get on live. And
oh yeah, we'll watch him play, and then we'll just wait for the next game and talk trash about the other kids.
Yeah, which is fun.
Yeah, because I haven't, you know, I like my kids. I don't like other people's kids.
Like, yay, Maddox, you did such a good job. And then the next kid comes up. You're like, who is this garbage child?
But no, man, he's actually doing really well. You know, I mean, you know how he is. He's a really shy kid.
Yeah.
But he goes out there, man. He has fun. He runs around. He talks to everybody. And he hits left-handed. I don't know where he gets that from, because I couldn't hit left-handed to save my life. But, and he's actually doing really, really well at it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's just not a big fan of the running part, which I get.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, hello, look who his dad is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting there, though. We're getting there.
That's cool, man. That's really cool.
Yeah. But anyways, so I've been thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought this up to you the other day, and we're kind of circling back. I should have mentioned this a minute ago. Maybe at some point, even though it's about to get to the point where it's 187 degrees out here.
Yeah, because that's what everybody's wanted and complained about all winter long.
Yeah. I'm going to complain either way. Winter, summer, I don't care. There's no making me happy. I'm an ass.
Look, I can put on more clothes. I can only take off so many before it's a felony.
Although, I really don't complain during the fall time. Fall is sort of my sweet spot.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. I mean, not too hot, not too cold, and you can have chili? Yes, sir. Plus football? Yeah.
But I had an idea that I said to you, and I had an idea that just hit my brain, like just now.
Yeah.
The first idea that I told to you was the Greek Godcast Garbage Gala, which is basically a fancy title for a trash pickup around the community.
Yes.
We would need other people to participate, but, you know, do what we can.
Yes.
And this one just, what's up?
I think that's a great idea, honestly. Like, yeah. not even for content sake, just like, that's a pretty cool community outreach idea.
It is. I think that's something we can get going again. Maybe not during, people will be less willing to do it during the summertime.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we can get something worked out.
You know, if we offer to, you know, give out like free water or cook a meal or something at the end of the deal, I think more people might. Dude, you'll be surprised what people will do to get free food. Like, any time that I've needed help out here, I've always just been like, look, man, I can't like pay you in money, but if you help me, I can cook you an amazing meal. And they're like, oh, bet, let's do that.
But see, my thing with doing it in the summer, you got the heat to worry about people stroking out. Mm-hmm. Then you got to worry about the whole snake thing and the mosquito thing and chafing.
Well, hold on. I got you covered there. So what you do, first off, it's called off. It's really amazing. And I usually keep it. If you're a cutter person, then whatever. That's your fault.
is this the new world rivalry, cutter versus off?
Well, no, because one doesn't stand a chance against the other. But no, you just do it in the morning. Like, that's the real sacrifice. Like, to beat the heat, you got to get up early, you know? So, like, you just got to get some people that are willing to do it early. And then go out and work till like 11. And then after that, cook an amazing lunch. It was payment. And then everybody can go home and enjoy the rest of their day in the AC.
Yeah, true. But the second idea, and again, this literally just hit me. I just had this epiphany a few minutes ago.
Oh, Lord.
And it's kind of a snarky, smart-ass thing, which is right up our alley.
Usually.
We can do a Greek God cast buggy return day.
Oh, I'm in.
We can go to the Walmart parking lot, find somewhere to hang out with a couple of people. I'm pretty sure Fat Jesus would do it with us. We could just push buggies back to the shopping cart return all day.
Yes, I'm petty enough to do that. But no, here's the kicker. We need shirts on the front. On the front, they say, shame on you. And on the back, they say, put up your buggy.
Yes.
Yes.
And we know just the people to hook us up with those, too.
Yes, because I don't know if I said this during the recording or not, because we have hats that say Greek Godcat.
We do. We've been doing a horrible job, by the way, at promoting our shirts and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. But I just have the old logo shirt that when we were doing it on Teespring. I need to get a new logo shirt.
Yeah, I do too. I don't have a new logo shirt. By the way, as far as hats go, I talked to them today.
Yeah.
I saw a couple more ideas for some more hats that I'm gonna get worked on.
Okay.
So we'll have more hats coming. Again, if you want Greek Godcast show merchandise, t-shirts, hats, I'm pretty sure they can even do koozies and everything. Sammy's Creative Creations.
Yes.
They'll hook you up. But yeah, we need to make shirts, get, you know, the more people, the merrier. But if we get like 3 or 4 people.
Yeah.
And for like, I'd say it all day, but you know, 2-3 hours, we could just push buggies back to the cart return.
Yes.
To make it easier for the people whose job it is to get carts from the cart return and not at the very end of aisle 9, because you're a lazy, self-entitled asshole.
Yeah, people always make it out like, oh, well, it's the buggy returns guy to get it anyway. Yeah, no, what you fail to understand is it's their job to go to the cart return and get, like, 50 to 60 buggies per return.
Yes.
Per return with the cart pusher. Yeah. And then take it back to the store to reload the buggy station so that shoppers can continue to get buggies as they need them. What's not in their job description is to go on a Dora the Explorer type adventure to try to find all the buggies.
Exactly.
It's just a burden put on them because people have all these reasons to not put the buggy up.
Yes. I've posted about it on Facebook several times and I always hear, well, I'm in a rush.
Well, who isn't?
No. Yeah, everyone's in a rush. I mean, good God. Or, I have my kids with me. Here's the
thing. Who doesn't?
Yeah, here's the thing. Wherever you park in Walmart parking lot, unless you're one of them weirdos that parks over in the automotive section, there is a buggy return 10 feet away at the most. Maybe 30 feet. I'll go 30 feet. Now, I take my kids with me to Walmart all the time when I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Here's how you work it. You can lock your door after you get your kid and everything loaded up and you walk away to put your cart back in the buggy return. Guess what? You can lock your door.
Yeah. Just start the car.
Put the key fob with you.
Yeah. Put whatever heat or air, whatever the temp needs to be, turn that on.
Yeah.
Then, you know, because for the whole 30 seconds, you're going to be gone.
Yeah.
You don't want a chance of getting too hot or too cold.
Yeah.
Put your buggy up. Then go back, unlock your car, get in and you know, go back to your usual business of trying to make other people miserable.
Exactly.
Stop inflicting it on the buggy people. They have to stuff. They're buggy people.
And I've actually had this argument before. I've actually had someone tell me this. But if we keep putting the buggies in the cart return, then the shopping cart guys won't have a job.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. But yet, these are the same people that also use the self-checkout. It's everyone wants to make an excuse to be lazy. Hell, I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not going to mow the yard because the wind's blowing northeast. I got to wait till it's blowing south.
Yeah.
I mean, but folks, literally, it takes, after you get your car started, your kid loaded up, and your groceries loaded up, it takes literally 30 seconds to put your buggy back.
Yeah. That's it. That's all.
You know,
it doesn't matter where
it goes. My wife just walked out. Just kidding. I love you. We had the most epic intro to this episode, by the way.
Are you telling her or are you recapping?
No, I was telling her, but she don't get to listen. She has to. I don't ever tell her anything about the show. I make her listen to it.
Yeah.
It's all about padding stats. So, but you rolling up on 30 minutes, dog.
Are we really?
Yeah, we're at 29.
Golly. I feel like we hardly talked about anything.
I know. Yeah. All we did was ramble on about nonsense.
And buggies. You know, that's what's really killing us is the selfish people who won't put up their buggies because of them. We're cutting into precious time. People just put their buggies up. We could talk about more important things.
Exactly.
But no. Everyone's got to be stupid and selfish and whatever. Have you watched anything cool lately?
I watched something.
Not talking about the YouTube video.
Well, we just watched Rock of Ages.
How was that?
The soundtrack was pretty good.
Okay.
It's a hair metal musical. It takes place in 1987, so that genre.
That sounds amazing.
It's okay. Tom Cruise is in it, and he sings, which is...
It just went down. Different.
Yeah. Yeah.
It went down so fast.
It did. As far as... We haven't really watched too many movies here lately. We've been watching... We're on the HBO Max. I've been trying to get through the whole series of Big Bang Theory. And she's been watching, what is it? The Middle, that show with the midget and the, or little person, excuse me.
Okay.
And they're basically a modern day Bundys.
Oh, okay.
They're stupid. They're poor. Everything bad happens to them. They have something good happen, and then their stupidity causes it to go bad. You know, the only difference is they have a midget or little person.
A little person, yeah. I've been on HBO Max. I've been watching a little bit of stuff, mostly just movies. I finally watched Godzilla vs. King Kong with my son the other day.
Was it garbage?
No, it was incredible. I enjoyed the entire movie. I kind of want to watch it again because it expires at the end of the month on the 30th.
That reminds me. Mortal Kombat will be on HBO Max in like 5 days, I think.
Yeah, and I cannot wait to watch that movie. That looks so good. It looks so much better than, and this is saying a lot because the first Mortal Kombat was actually pretty decent. I love the original Mortal Kombat in all of its 90s glory. Like, it was a good movie, but this looks solid, and so I'm excited.
I wouldn't say it was good.
Huh?
I wouldn't say it was good.
Oh, come on. What?
It was
what
it was fun, but it was not good. Do what?
What movie from that era is truly bad? Honestly.
That's a good point. Good point.
Like, the 90s... I wish we had filmmaking like the 90s again.
Oh. 90s. Great movies. I thought about this the other day. We need... And it's going to cause us to watch some of these movies. Steven Seagal bracket.
I'm in.
Yeah. We've been haven't gone through a Steven Seagal thing at work. It's strange.
There's nothing. You don't ever have to justify that. There's so many reasons to watch Steven Seagal movies, and they're all correct.
Absolutely. But I think I might start on watching some tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. He's just such a preposterous human being.
He is. Tom Segura has the greatest bit about him.
What did he say? Tell me a highlight.
He says Steven Seagal is annoying because he's an expert on everything. He said a random dog will walk up and he goes, "That right there is a Shih Tzu Corgi mix." And then, how do you know that? I've been breeding dogs for 37 years.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. Segura does it. You got to watch it. He's got a whole bit about it.
I think, what is that fighting style? That he actually knows. What, Aikido? Is that it?
I don't know.
I think it's called Aikido. Man, if I'm saying that wrong, I'm sorry. But it starts with an A. And I think it's called Aikido.
It, I guess. I don't know.
But, like, this is true. He's the only American to actually teach it in Japan. Like, he is, like, legit good at it. But my favorite story about him being a master of Aikido was he was on set talking about how him being so good at it, he could get out of any jujitsu hold, and a guy there who knew jujitsu put him in a hold, choked him out, and then Steven Seagal crapped himself.
You know what? During when we were going through this whole thing at work, there was an interview he said about that.
Yeah.
He was talking to some guy being, he was kind of being an ass. But he's like, that didn't happen. That never happened. I get it. It sounds funny. People want to make the name off me. That's the best Steven Seagal I got.
I like it.
But it, oh God. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling a Steven Seagal bracket.
Yeah, I'll have to watch a few of them. I got a couple movies I got to watch too. I bought Fast and Furious 8. Don't judge me.
I'm judging you. We got to get that bracket in too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I got to watch. Well, I bought it more for Anne, but I mean we're gonna watch it together, obviously, because preposterous car scenarios. And then which, I got.
Hang on. Before you go to the next movie you bought.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Fast and Furious?
Yes, I have. But you're asking the wrong question. Am I excited about it? Yes, I am.
I thought, okay, after 8, they can't get any more stupidly ridiculous.
Yes, they can.
And they did.
You know why?
His family.
Yes. Yes. That's it. Because with the power of family, you can do anything.
Even in the trailer, there was a spot where Dom was like, my family mean everything to me. Without my family, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Family. I think Steven Seagal and Vin Diesel might be related. I don't know.
But I like the John in it, even though the only reason we know is because it says that he's in it. I can't actually see him anywhere in the trailer.
Hey-o!
There are kids that
will not understand that joke.
I know, and then that breaks my heart. Really. I mean, I weep for the children.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so what's the other movie you bought?
The new Wonder Woman movie. Wonder Woman 1984.
You know, as far as that movie goes, I've heard mixed reactions. It's either been really good or really bad.
So this is what I heard. I heard the same thing, but I heard a reason why. And the thing that's kind of polarizing, I don't know if you're familiar with any of the villains from the comic that Wonder Woman has ever faced against, but there's this chick named Cheetah, okay, the Cheetah. And it's basically like, what if a furry was a threat?
A furry?
You don't know what that term is?
I don't guess.
Oh, wow. You are sheltered. Anyway, that's okay. Some of our listeners will know. It's fine. Anyway, point is Cheetah is the villain in this movie, right? But basically, like, she was a chick, and then now she's, like, half chick, half cheetah. Anyway, it's the whole thing. Like, the CGI on her is apparently, like, bad. Like, because, like, instead of, like, doing a proper traditional, like, real prosthetic, they just CGI'd her, and so it looks bad, and so that kind of like polarized viewers. Some people like the movie just fine, even regardless, because like that's the only thing visually that's off-putting. Like, yeah. Then there's people who are just like, no, Cheetah literally ruined the movie for me. So, all right, I don't know. So,
hang on,
I gotta find out when going into this.
So she was a half cheetah, half woman.
Yeah,
that you know what that makes her?
A full cougar.
A catty bitch.
Yeah, my joke didn't work, but that's all I could think of. But yours, that was good. That was good. Hold on. Golf clap. You hear that?
Golf clap. Yeah.
Golf clap.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I think what we'll do, I'll, because I've seen a lot of Steven Seagal movies. I'll, I'll search up a list of like Steven Seagal's 12 best movies. I'm sure they're all three names. Do what?
Send me some recommendations. Stuff I can watch on Netflix and the Hulu and.
Yeah, I don't know if any of them will be on, any of the good ones will be on Netflix though.
It's Steven Seagal.
Yeah, but I think they'll put his newer movies on. Believe it or not, some bitch is still making movies.
Yeah, I know. He weighs like 400 pounds, and he's still a Marine Navy SEAL policeman, fireman.
Yeah, yeah.
With a mustache. Actually, it's not a mustache. He has this weird thin goatee. He kind of looks like an overweight Backstreet Boy with an M16. Or no, not M16, AR-15. Well, sometimes both.
Yeah, yeah.
And a bandana.
Yeah. I think because he's going bald and he don't want people to see.
And glasses make him look smart, but really, it's just because he's old.
Yeah.
And they're his reason.
Well, maybe come up with like a 12 best movies. Like I said, they'll all be two names, because if you ever noticed, if you look up his movies in the 90s, it was Under Siege, Fire Down Below, Marked for Death, Hard to Kill. They were all three names.
The first two sound like things that Gene Simmons would say.
Fire Down Below. What did I say? Fire Down Below and Under Siege.
Yeah.
Why'd I say that was three words? That's only two.
Yeah. But they still sound like things Gene Simmons would say.
Oh, God. So, yeah. If the Fast and Furious bracket and the Steven Seagal bracket.
Yeah. Coming soon. And eventually, I promise, I'll start doing more solo. I keep saying this, and then I'm like, I drop the ball because I never have time. But I will do some solo episodes. I've been reading and watching a whole bunch of cool stuff that I want to talk about. Mostly comics and manga and anime. Like, but, you know, one day I'll just have like this 4-hour episode that talks about all the things that I've watched in 3 months.
Yeah. Hey. And then, once I figure out the schedule and I can plan out ahead a little bit, Smack Over T-Ball, presented by the Greek Godcast with live commentary by the Greek Godcast.
And we'll pick up trash too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you would be interested in a trash pickup, shoot us a message. And we'll. Oh, and. Buggy Return Day.
Yes, Buggy. That's the one I really look forward to.
Oh, I have the slogan for it. I don't know if you'd like it. I don't know if you'd wear a shirt that says, "Return Your Buggy, Bitch."
Yeah, no, nah, just return your buggy, please.
Fine. But all right, then. Well, that was another glorious edition of the Greek Godcast.
Yes, some wonderful golden nuggets for your ears.
Yeah, what's the title of this episode?
Oh, man.
The lowrider technique? Or the hydraulic technique?
Yes. The hydraulic technique.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good, too. That sounds great.
Because people will turn it on and be like, "What's the hydraulic technique?" And then they'll learn about it in the first 6 or 7 minutes and then turn the show off. But you know what? We still get the credit for it. Joke's on you.
Jokes on you.
So, but all right, well, that there be Dan the Man.
And that there be the Greek God.
And we are done.